Hi, I'm Carissa Backer, and welcome back to Sleep Wave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations and hypnosis created to help you fall asleep tonight. How's your sleep been recently? If you've been here for a little while, I hope your sleep is improving and you're feeling more well-rested and relaxed each day. If you're new here, hopefully we can help you sleep better tonight. And if we do, please take a second and leave a short review of Sleepwave on your podcast app. It would mean the world to us as we read those reviews. And it'll also help us grow and reach more people, like you, who may need a little help with their sleep right now. Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible. When I was a child, I would spend as much of my summertime at the neighborhood swimming pool as I could. I would be in the water for hours a day, getting freckles and a sunburn, my hair greenish from the chlorine. When I would lay in bed at night, it sometimes felt as if I was still in the water, my body having the sensation of swaying ever so slightly. I remember feeling so comfortable those nights, soothed by that gentle rocking and my memory of the days spent in water. Images of the beach, rivers, lakes, these are all symbols of relaxation, ease, and flow. The word flow has been a mantra of mine for many years now. I want to be a person who goes with the flow, maybe because that's not my natural inclination. It's something I've had to work at, but I love that feeling of surrender and letting go to the current of life when my effort and striving are not doing the trick or when circumstances are less than ideal. One of the most euphoric water experiences I've ever had also turned into an opportunity to bring some flow to the moment. My husband was teaching a yoga retreat in Italy, and we took a little side trip to Cinque Terre after the retreat ended. We hiked from Vernazza to Monterosso. The jaw-droppingly stunning hike ended at the beach. I dove into the cool, turquoise Ligurian Sea, which was unbelievably delicious after the sweaty hike. I was swimming around, floating really, because of the high salt content of the water, and looking up at the green cliffs above, amazed at the perfection of the moment. And then I got stung by a jellyfish. I hightailed it out of the water, unsure of what had happened at first. The lifeguard on duty shrugged when we showed my swollen, stung leg to him, and so Billy bought me a Bellini for the pain. It could have been worse. My leg hurt a lot, but I had one day in this Italian seaside town, and I was going to be present with it, no matter what. We still loved that day, and even got back into the water at sunset. Thankfully, I didn't get stung the second time around. Is there anything in your life you could bring some ease and flow to? For me, I notice a subtle, or sometimes not so subtle, tension in my body when I think of something I'm holding too tightly or when things are not going to plan. My shoulders will tense, I might get a headache or a pit in my stomach. These are all signs for me that I could use some space, some flow around that topic. Tonight, we'll have the opportunity to create that awareness as we tune into our bodies and just let everything go as we drift along to Go With The Flow by Billy Gill. Imagine you are an athlete at the top of your game. You find yourself at the pinnacle of your powers at a moment when the stakes are high. You force your lungs, the movements of your body, the tone of your muscles, the speed and agility of your feet, hands, eyes, even your thoughts are aligned and in complete surrender to this moment. You are poised and there is no unnecessary tension. Your attention is so completely absorbed that you have no self-consciousness or hesitation. Time seems to dissolve, and though you are tired, you barely notice. This is a flow state. It's often described by artists and athletes as a feeling of simultaneous freedom and control. Why do these people use the metaphor of flow? Flow is fluid. This psychological state of mind, known as flow, is so called because it shares so many characteristics with the element that is the quintessential example of flow. That is, of course, the element of water. Water benefits everything. It doesn't strive. It goes where no one wants to go. It follows the path that presents itself, filling in the empty spaces. Tonight's meditation has a lesson from water about sleep. Be like water. Take a moment to find the most comfortable position. Adjust everything, blanket, pillows, and the rest, until you have found a comfortable stillness. Feel free to make any final adjustments, and then try to become still. Don't hurry into relaxation. Allow yourself to become calm and steady. Say to yourself, silently in your mind, I am now going to practice sleep meditation. The obstacles to sleep create resistance. Water simply flows around obstacles. When there is no resistance to sleep, how could sleep not come? Water takes the form of whatever contains it. Put it into a cup, it becomes the cup. Put it into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. Put it into a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Can you allow your mind to become like water? Can you allow it to assume the form of the thought, but imagine that thought to simply be a container for your mind? One moment, the mind takes on the form of a question. The next moment, your mind is a story. Then, it's an image. What is more yielding than water? Your mind freely flows from this form into that form, yet it retains its formlessness. Why do the 100 rivers flow to the ocean? It's because it naturally lies below them. Water displays humility in its tendency to flow to the lowest places. If we allow ourselves to be low, we can be receptive. It's like having a conversation. If we are to understand the other person's point of view, we must be quiet and listen. Only when we can listen can we receive. There is an attraction toward that which doesn't strive. By remaining low, you invite sleep. If you are too enamored of your thoughts and ideas, you remain above sleep. How can the river flow to the mountaintop? You must allow sleep to flow toward you, and therefore you must remain below it. A bowl is useful because of the empty space in it. This is the same principle as allowing yourself to be low. Become empty, and you will be fulfilled. We understand these principles intuitively, but it is difficult for us to do less. Water teaches us that our own willfulness is often the source of our own trouble, and that there is a benefit to understanding emptiness and flowing into those empty spaces. Sleep flows easily when you have made space in your body and mind. Your breath is soft and fluid, like water. You are watching the breath flow in through the nostrils and out through the nostrils. Each exhale empties out the airways. Each inhale floods into the empty space that you just created. Your breath is teaching you the same lessons about emptiness and fullness. Listen to the gentle rhythm of your breath. Flows in and out. You're not doing it. If you try to interfere, you can stop the breath, but if you just let it flow, it will continue without any effort. The Taoists call this Wu Wei. Not interfering. Water doesn't strive, and yet it accomplishes everything. Without it, nothing can live. Not interfering doesn't mean being dull or aloof. It means being calm and receptive. It means letting your breath flow. It means remaining open. To the average person, it seems that nothing gets done except by deliberate effort. Water circulates and drains away and fills up again. It ascends into the sky and becomes rain and dew. It falls to the earth and becomes moisture and dampness. All of this happens, and yet water does nothing. It is inexhaustible. So too, when the mind is serene, actions fall from you like rain from a cloud. When you strive, your striving is inexhaustible. Only you become exhausted. practice the art of non-interference and let the process of sleep unfold without any resistance. Feel your body making contact with the bed, the feet, the legs, the buttocks, the back, the arms, the head. Feel every point of contact between your body and the bed all together, one after another. All together, one after another. All together, one after another. Imagine the borders and the outlines of your body beginning to dissolve. You are becoming water. You are formless. Let go of the image you have of yourself and become water. You flow into the empty spaces. You benefit everything you touch. As you flow, you seek the path of least resistance and effortlessly avoid any obstacles. You become lighter than air and descend into the sky as vapor. You are floating upward toward the heavens. You condense and form a rain cloud. You become heavy, 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 heavy with rain. Your cloud lets go, and you fly through the air toward the earth below. The rain falls and splashes. Pools and puddles form. Rivers rise. Plants and trees and flowers and animals and people are nourished. Life flourishes everywhere. You are doing nothing. And yet nothing is left undone. You circulate and drain away and fill up the empty spaces, flowing into sleep. Sleep itself is like water. It flows into you. It It's like pouring water into water. As you flow into sleep, you are flowing down, 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 down. The 100 rivers flow to the ocean because it naturally lies below them. You are flowing into the ocean of sleep, and you are merging with this vastness. There is no separation between you and the ocean. In this state of flow, you are whole and unified with everything you do. The flow state is characterized by a lack of self-consciousness and the feeling that you are immersed in what you are doing. Time seems to stop. There is only the present moment. There is no separation between the doer and the doing. The ego disappears. This is the meaning of allowing yourself to be low. When the ego is present, you are no longer in a receptive state. Merging with the task completely, the feeling of separateness dissolves, and all that remains is the flow of skillful, focused attention. Flow usually happens when you are doing something you enjoy and in which you are quite skilled. The challenge level must balance the skill level. If your skill is much greater than the challenge, you will lose interest. If the challenge is too great for your skill, you will become frustrated. Flow is a positive state of mind, a feeling of well-being and serenity accompany a state of flow. Flow into sleep. There is no awareness of time. There is only present moment awareness. Flow into sleep. This meditation is beneficial in itself. There is nothing else that needs to happen to receive the benefits of this flowing into sleep meditation. The reward is here, in this moment. No grasping, no striving. Flow into sleep. attention rest on the easy flow of the breath. Breathe out to become empty. Breathe in and let the flow of your breath fill in the empty spaces from your head to your toes. Flow into sleep. Complete focus and attention. Complete focus and attention. Complete focus and attention. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Flow into sleep. The more you release and release and release and release and release, the more you are in control. Release. 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 Flow into sleep. There is no effort. Do nothing and leave nothing undone. Flow into sleep. Sleep is also flowing toward you. Flow into sleep. You have become this flow. There are no boundaries, no borders, no edges, no shores, no banks. Like water, you have immersed yourself in the flow. As you breathe slowly in and out, the lines of your own body have been erased. The breath itself is like a ripple on the waters. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. You are merged in this deep pool of sleep. No resistance. Breathe in. Breathe out. out. From time to time, if a thought arises, imagine this to be a wave that is passing through you. Let it come and let it go. The waves are also water. They rise and fall. They arise from water, and they return to water. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Let come what comes, and let go what goes. See what remains. As you flow into sleep, you are following the current of sleep. It takes you in its flow, and all you have to do is let go. If thoughts come to disturb you, let them flow in and flow out. You are flowing deeper and deeper and deeper into sleep. Your mind is like pure water. As you flow into sleep, pure water is being poured into pure water. There is no separation, no boundaries between you and sleep, no shores, no banks, no ego. Pure water into pure water. Your ego is like a little bead of water. When you flow into sleep, the water bead lets go and becomes the ocean. The way of water is to yield. The path of water is to return to the source. Now your water bead lets go, and you return to the source. Water replenishes and nourishes and benefits all that it touches. Flowing into sleep, you return to the depth of your own source and replenish and nourish yourself. Breathe in.